for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you. Whoa. That was a few were clapped.
I'm very confused on what's going on.
I'm very confused. Thank you guys for joining us. We have a very special guest with us today. I would like to introduce you all to our first guest of the season, my good friend, Karsten. Woo! Yay! The clap. The claps just disappeared. Anyway, there he is. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi to the viewers.
Hi.
Yeah, there's the people.
There's the people. They were just all taking a bathroom break.
All of them at once,
just in the line for the bathroom. Because
why not?
Just why not? Exactly. Why not have everyone go to the bathroom at the same exact time when the show's starting?
I guess
they were all here for the beginning, but then they're all just like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then they're just like, oh, we gotta go back because the show started and we completely forgot.
That's pretty much what happens at like every movie theater for me.
Oh, here's the rest of the crowd. Yeah. You know, it's funny you bring up movie theaters because I have no self-control when it comes to movie theaters. Okay.
Yep. Keep clapping.
Anywho. You done? Okay. So. KMS. Anywho. You brought up movie theaters and I was thinking, when it comes to movie theaters, I don't have to go to the bathroom in the middle of it, but I usually have to go get popcorn by the time the movie starts because I eat all of it by the time the previews are over.
Same?
Are you asking me?
Well, I mean, I usually don't eat popcorn at the movies. I usually just eat candy.
What kind of person are you? Who doesn't eat popcorn when they go to the movie?
I'm a person named Sydney.
Well, it's...
Thank you!
Well, you just smuggle candy in.
That's me.
Well, that's everyone. If you don't smuggle something into a movie theater, then you're not human.
Or American.
Or American.
True.
The land of the free where we can just smuggle things into a movie theater. That's
like literally someone could just have like a gun in their purse and just go into the movie
theater. We're not going into that deep.
I mean, it's possible.
I meant just like simple candy.
Candy, yeah, I know.
Drinks,
but at
you're
the
over
same
here,
time.
Guns and knives and.
Okay, who brought up knives?
You brought up guns, and that's worse than a knife. I mean,
well, guns and knives aren't the same thing.
Really? I didn't know. Guns are the things that you.
Well, you brought it up. Like guns I was are, saying, guns, knives too.
Guns are the thing. Are the things that you go up to people and you go like this to them, right? You just like right into them, right? That's a gun, right? I've never stabbed anyone before, so I wouldn't know how to properly stab someone.
Yeah. I just like, I don't know if you noticed this, but you said guns.
Yeah, I know.
You just jab someone with a gun.
Yeah, guns are the things that you go to people and you stab. I was being sarcastic.
It didn't seem like it.
Well, then you are just either too dumb to realize it, or my sarcasm is just on a completely different level when it comes to you.
It's on a very low level.
Low?
Very.
I'm up here. You're down here when it comes to, excuse you. You're down here when it comes to sarcasm.
Am I?
Yes.
Where?
I said at the bottom.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Karsten.
I didn't get that either.
Good.
Good. I mean.
Just good. Whatever. My brain's not working right now.
When does it?
Most of the time.
Not on the show.
When it comes to English in my brain, they just stop working as soon as the show starts. It's just like, nope.
Pretty much.
You need us a lot right now, but we're going to go take a vacation to
wherever.
La La Land.
Like Demi Lovato's song, La La Land?
She has a song called La La Land?
Yeah? Fake fan?
Wait, what?
Demi Lovato has a song called La La Land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that it? Is that it?
Yeah, I literally said nothing else except for that you're a fan.
I zoned out hard right there. I just
you were definitely talking, could tell.
You were talking and I just went. Oh, I've heard this song before. Carson's trying to figure it out. That's just me. You okay there, bro?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the song?
Yeah.
What is this chicken dance you got going on? I glance up and I just see you go.
Oh, like your chicken dance at Jay's party?
I was copying that little girl. That little girl was dancing around like a chicken, and I was copying her, and everyone only saw me do it. So they all thought I was mentally retarded. They're just like, what are you doing? What did I just see? And then everyone was joking about it to the point where I couldn't breathe. I was laughing that hard. Oh, I love this song.
Whoa.
I jumped the gun on that one.
Oh.
Not this song.
What's wrong with this song?
This literally, like, killed half of my childhood.
Wait. How did it kill it? It's supposed to make your childhood better.
Yeah, it didn't. How? Definitely did the opposite. Just like that ride at Disneyland.
What ride? Oh! The one that you
little
tried to...
today, huh?
The one that you tried to get me to go on and then regretted going on yourself? See?
Yes.
I'm smart. I know not to go on these things. I just don't trust roller coasters in
You're
general,
smart.
Though. I'm loyal.
To what?
Myself. Me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die, because I got me for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I quote songs in everyday conversations.
That's what I did earlier, but it's, you know, it's the usual thing.
What's sad about me is that I can't have a normal conversation without taking things completely the wrong way or
true.
Having someone say something and me thinking that they're talking about a song. Like, like if someone...
How is that even possible?
No. Someone will say something and it's a lyric from a song and the song will pop into my head. And then I'll start singing the song amid conversation. They're just like, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm just like, you said a song lyric, so I'm going to sing.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm listening.
That sounds like something I would do, but I haven't ever done that.
The hell is that supposed to mean? Are you criticizing me?
Definitely. Hey, you always...
So, Karsten.
Yeah.
Are you glad... Are you happier on the show?
After, what, 3 years?
3 years you've been trying to get on?
Yeah.
But today is the day. You want to be the co-host?
You mean the co-host?
No. You want to be the co-host? We have an opening available now.
Do we now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You heard it here, folks. Carson's going to be the new co-host.
Where'd Sydney go?
Who's Sydney?
Me no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me no either.
I can't English.
What was that?
I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
You have done this to me. You have made me go crazy. You know. I'm not even going to like say anything.
My face hurts.
Why?
I got badly sunburned at the birthday party I went to with him. And I didn't put on any sunscreen. So shoulders, back, and face are very burnt.
Face.
My face.
Your face.
I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose. Don't question my prepubescentness. Mid-prepubescent. Bose.
Bose.
Any hoosies. What?
Nothing.
Don't me.
Hey.
That wasn't an invitation to do it. I made a weird sound. I wasn't going whale right there.
Oh.
What?
What's going whale?
I don't know. What's going whale?
Yes. What are you, Dory?
Yes, and I know how to tie whales.
I can speak humpback for you.
Please don't. Blah! Blah! Oh, my God. All right. I think we're done with that.
Okay. So, I heard that you had something you wanted to talk to me about.
I have some very breaking news.
How breaking? Is it going to make me want to break you?
Yes. When don't you want to break me? Come on now.
When you don't talk bad about Senpai?
That's aka like 24/7. Okay. So, my big bad news for you.
Big bad news.
Big bad news.
Trying to get all ninja-y up in here.
Just your senpai.
That is my senpai.
Markiplier.
Senpai.
Lost one subscriber.
How dare you? How dare you unsubscribe to senpai?
He got boring.
That's what you meant by his senpai?
Yeah. He's always on the show like, that's my senpai.
Even I agree with him. How can you unsubscribe to him?
Thank you!
Ah, no.
Yes!
Okay, listen. I used to really like Markiplier, but now he's just boring.
Well, you know what? You're boring. That's why. No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, yes.
I am the host. You listen to me.
Oh, okay.
I use that excuse. I use that excuse whenever I need to talk.
Go ahead, speak.
I don't even know what I was gonna say. Oh, I remember. The reason you find senpai boring is because you are a very boring person. He is amazing.
Is that why I'm on your show? Is that why you asked me to co-host?
I gave you a pity co-host.
Did you?
I gave you a pity job because...
Did you?
Yes, because you were so bored and you needed something to do with your summer that one season.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah.
So I invited you to come back frequently. She's not even co-host. She's just a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
Wait,
sorry.
Didn't you say I was the co-host?
I mean, yeah, co-host is right here. What am I talking about? What?
Bye, guys.
Bye? Sup, co-host. We're going to have to create a whole new intro with you and all that. Change a few names here and there to Karsten. Are you really crying? Like,
no,
I heard you,
I'm
but
I'm tearing
I...
up, though. I'm making myself cry.
Now you're going to make everyone hate me because I made you cry.
Please.
And I'm the bad guy. At least I don't go around saying, hate Sydney. She's a horrible person. Throw rocks at her.
Hey, you're always saying that you're going to throw pennies at me.
I had a penny with me. I don't know where it went.
Please.
Do you have a penny on you, Karsten?
No.
Can I see it?
No. Please don't. I will.
I've been wanting to do this.
Literally.
Oh, my bad. I got a quarter.
That works.
No. That's even worse.
That's not a quarter, bro.
It's a Simpson quarter.
Bro, this is yellow.
Throw it up.
Y'all see this?
I'll catch it.
This is a yellow quarter. What is the Illinois? That is on the back of it.
That's where my mom was born.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd she end up in Arizona?
A car?
Okay, smart aleck. I meant, what made her want to go to Arizona?
Well, she had no choice. She was 8 years old.
Oh, her family moved here.
Yeah.
Okay. Calm down. My mama from Florida.
I wish.
You wish that my mom was from Florida?
No, I wish that I was from Florida.
Oh.
Why? So you can get eaten by a crocodile?
They got some dinosaurs down there. They don't got crocodiles. They got dinosaurs.
Florida's nice.
Did you not hear what recently happened there? Nature is fighting back.
I don't know what happened.
A crocodile ate a kid.
Doesn't that happen like every 5 years?
Fuck. Why are you so chill about this?
Wasn't there like a story where like a kid got his arm bitten off and like his dad like at a golf pond or something, like this kid went to get his golf ball out of the pond and like a crocodile like snapped his arm off and then his dad like jumped in the pond and got the crocodile and cut it open and got his arm back.
I don't believe that for a second.
That sounds like Billy
Madison.
It
was literally like...
Sounds like something you hear in one of those America commercials.
It was like, I don't even know what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was true.
No, that's pretty what sure. You hear in one of those America commercials. It's just
I'm
like,
pretty
America,
sure it was true.
We're a crocodile, eat your arm off, and you kill that croc and get that arm back.
Great advertising. What was that for? Yeah. Okay.
America.
I like how you just bob your head every time it beeps. Is this like a thing for you two now? You both bob your heads.
Oh, you bobbed your head that time? I didn't see it. America.
America.
Oh, I miss Senpai. You know, I haven't.
Why?
I haven't watched one. Okay, the last time I watched one of his. Last time I watched one of his videos was maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. I couldn't Thursday because, well, you know.
Last time I was on his channel was like
and then
Tuesday when I unsubscribed.
to Tuesday?
Yeah.
See, you're the reason that... like, you're...
I have a loyal structure to PewDiePie. Okay?
Ooh! You could tell by the look on... You could tell by the look
what
on...
What was that?
I nearly died. I almost choked. I prevented a choke.
I literally saw your, like, half of your soul go away. You
coughed
it out.
I didn't know I had a soul.
All right. He finally admits it. Come on now.
I'm a soulless person because I'm...
I think everyone has figured it out, but this is the first time you're admitting it, which is great.
Oh! Mr. Karsten, do I have a soul?
Now you have half.
Like, did I get half or did I lose half?
You lost half.
Jinx. just casually glances over. How did I... Oh, with that cough? I'll get that soul back when I see Braille. No. I all just... Like, you were going to say something. You just... You could not think of any words to come out with. You just... No.
They weren't good words.
You're so mean. I'm a good person. Listen here, Missy. Don't let... Okay, for all you listeners, don't let Sydney make you think that I'm a bad person.
He's lying.
I'm not really a bad person.
You're not.
I can be the worst possible jerk at times, but when I find friends that I hang out with, I'm a jerk to them, and they're jerks to me, and we're all jerks to each other.
It's
but that's
nice
our thing.
Way. Like, you know, like, it's like a friend, like... it's a friendship thing.
It's a what? What was the word you used to describe it? A nice what?
Nothing. I hate you.
All I heard.
I hate you.
I was just
stop.
It's a what?
Nothing. Stop. All right.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I was.
I'm not even gonna speak.
Okay, Karsten. You are into sports, right?
Slightly.
You're funny. This fool plays basketball, football, baseball, the occasional volleyball. Although he could have joined the game yesterday, but he refused to because he's a wimp. And he was too scared. Ooh. He said, my thumbs hurt. I've been in the pool too long.
That was you.
No, I said my thumbs hurt, but I wasn't sitting there above the water going for 10 minutes.
Plus, that was my excuse for they didn't speak English.
I think that was Russian or German.
I think it was so German. Confused.
That was some interesting... I don't know what they were speaking, but their communication was well when it came to playing. They just needed more people, which is why you should have joined.
They would have sat there talking crap about me in another language, and I wouldn't even know it.
Probably any one of those instant...
Every time I go to a nail salon.
Oh, this is the new sports center, apparently. Welcome to Little Fellow Sports Center with your host, Karsten. And I'm the co-host for this sports center.
And Sydney's just here.
And Sydney's just here.
Yeah.
She's that female sports announcer that's there to, I don't know, be there.
Just sit there.
She got the job and she's there. She gets paid and she occasionally talks.
Oh,
she's
if just, I'm getting paid, I'll definitely just sit here.
You're funny.
We she have hypes up the crowd.
Yeah, woo!
By doing what?
Having feet. I swear to...
I'm so confused.
I swear. I swear. They have put female sports announcers and all that in sports. So the wives and girlfriends watching sports feel like that... I don't know.
They can, like, relate.
Yeah, she's
like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He scored a field goal. Three-pointers. Goal. Woo! I love
like
baseball.
Oh. That's pretty much me.
I like how Karsten, he's just, what?
You made sense up until you said, I love baseball.
I know, that was the point. Woo, field goal, three-pointer, goal, woo, I love baseball. You're just, huh? None of those have to deal with that. RBIs and home runs and third base. Because I know baseball.
And third base, that's the only thing that can come to your mind.
First thing that came to mind, third base. Wonder why. Any hoosies. You need to chill.
I'm sorry. I'm just so used to that, like, music because, I mean, that's all that's on my TV, basically, because of my brothers.
Karsten, what's your favorite sport?
Whatever's in season.
You're a loser.
Why?
Pick one that you like the most.
It'd be right now is football.
Well, I mean, since he said it's football, I'm okay with that because football's my favorite. And let me guess. Yours is baseball.
No.
What is yours?
Softball.
The girl version of baseball.
Exactly. Like, for real, you could have just said, yeah, but I play, I like softball, and I would have been like, okay.
Or volleyball.
Jalen plays volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Lit.
Any hoosies. Karsten, which sport do you think, which sport do you hate the most?
Soccer.
Which sport do you hate the most? I swear to God, Sydney, if you say what I think you're going to say. What sport do you hate the most?
I'm going to just stay silent.
Sydney, if you want to keep your job as co-host, you will all answer right, the question.
All right. I'll be straightforward.
Okay.
Basketball.
Oh.
I'm offended.
Why?
Like everybody else in America.
Okay, well, I'm not really I have a really good reason.
And you that's best start explaining.
Basically, okay, so both of my brothers literally have played basketball, like, since elementary school. So my whole life has been based around basketball. Did I say baseball before?
No. I'm so confused.
Okay, but yeah, so I just don't like it. Like, I tried playing it, and, like, both of my coaches were bad words, so I just quit. I mean, so I just don't like it. I don't know. It annoys me. It's always on my TV. Like, I always have to go to my brother's games.
Well, I just realized you're wearing your Pop Warner shirt.
Jersey.
Whatever. You're wearing it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was in my closet.
Who do I want to wear today? Let's wear the jersey. It's there.
I mean, why not?
I wore my FNAF shirt.
I used to wear a jersey for a basketball player, and I didn't even know who it was.
Five Nights at Fridays. Is this where you want to be?
I didn't even notice you were wearing this shirt.
Thanks for paying attention to me, Sydney. Your hair looks beautiful, by the way.
Aw, thanks.
KMS.
Whoa, what was that?
It's my sly laugh that I just got away with something. This is my jam. My history teacher, my world history teacher, let us play songs. He went on YouTube and played songs. Like, we would request a song and he'd play it. And one of my friends, Jorge, he requested this song, and me and him were jamming out to this song. We sang the entire thing in class, and everyone's looking at us like, you got issues, and we're just like, yeah! I just don't get it!
There's words?
Yeah, there's words.
Where?
This is an instrumental.
Oh, okay.
Where it's just music.
Are the words just not appropriate?
Oh, no, the words are 100% appropriate if you're into gore and all that. No, it's not gory. The game itself is gory. You don't want to learn about the history of that game. But me and him can go on for hours about that game. See? Here's it.
Now we're stuck here today.
I have to admit, it's catchy.
See?
Like, I guess it just sounds like Skrillex to me.
That's and now she's ruined it.
It does!
It's the living tombstone, actually.
It sounds like Skrillex.
Sydney, the number one way to ruin things. If you want to ruin something for your kids, call Sydney. 555-0142. I heard that. You're lucky that explosion muffled most of that, but I heard that.
You didn't hear anything.
I heard everything.
What'd you hear?
I'm not repeating it.
It's because he didn't hear it.
I did. This girl. Don't make me drink bleach. Don't drink bleach, kids. Do not drink bleach. No matter
what
you
do. That at
do
home.
Not drink bleach. Do not eat batteries. Do not eat keys. Do not get blown up in cars when you steal your dad's keys and push the gas pedal and switch the brake and stick the key in the ignition and step on the gas pedal and you go flying. Don't douse yourself in gasoline and don't catch yourself on fire with a candle. It's a game called Who's Your Daddy?
Or A Thousand Ways to Die.
Wow.
I know the name sounds weird, but it's actually a game where it's a simulation where you have a baby and a dad, and the dad has to try to prevent the baby from killing himself.
Yeah,
and
I've
the
seen
baby
Michael
has.
Fire play that.
See? Senpai knows what to play to make you interested.
And then I just went and watched it on a different channel.
Did you watch it on PewDiePie's channel?
No, I watched it on Sky Does Minecraft. Or Skyverse Gaming.
I don't. I only care about Mark.
I only care about Sky.
I watch Mark, Vanoss, Minilid, and Jack, and a few others, but that's about it.
I literally don't watch anyone on YouTube except for, like, three people.
I watch the Banana Bus Crew, if that's any.
Who?
The Banana Bus Crew.
Again, who?
Boop boop banana bus, 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 boop boop. Okay.
Now I got that song stuck in my head.
Boop boop cucumber bus, boop boop cucumber bus.
I'm gonna cry.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
I don't know what kind of okay that was. It's just okay. Just
okay.
Do what you want.
Okay. I do what I want.
Let's not repeat that. Last week was a very...
Oh, okay. But that's... Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, actually. Yeah.
You ever been to a Satan spa?
I wish. What is it?
We have a lot we need to talk about, Sydney.
What is it?
It's not legit a Satan spa, but...
Oh. It looks like a Satan spa.
What is
it? Hold on. Before we get into that, do you have some things you want to tell us? You part of the Illuminati. Do you sacrifice goats to Satan? Do you, like...
What? Sorry, what?
I think we may have found a goat. Goat.
Oh.
I said nyeh. Shit, why is it getting louder?
I know.
Every nyeh was a louder one.
You see, now it's all quiet now. Oh.
Okay, then. That's a... Hey, Sydney, relatives of yours?
I'm not even going to say anything.
There's my fanfare. That is the most annoying sound in the world.
I can't tell if it's like a like an old fart or if it's like a bee or something.
It's an old fart.
Whoa. Transformers?
Okay, back to Satan's spa. I was about to call it Spawn.
Oh,
it's the Satan spa.
That's probably where it spawns.
Probably.
What is it?
You should explain it.
Tell me.
I should explain it?
Yeah, you should explain it.
It's this giant adult pool, they called it, with a bunch of orange and red lights / lanterns.
I want to go. Where is it?
Point Peak, Hilton.
It's at a hotel.
I can't remember. It's at a hotel with casitas and all that fun stuff.
And really good shakes.
Really, really, really good shakes.
Wait, so you guys have gone?
We were there since Thursday.
Oh.
We left this morning.
We left this morning at 8 o'clock and we made it to this show.
Good job. Well done.
So I am running on very low sleep.
Same, actually.
Well, that's because you stay up until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Very accurate.
Yeah,
actually, I literally went to sleep.
Your Snapchat can vouch for me.
Yeah, true.
I swear, like, the last month of school you had, I swear you didn't even go.
I didn't.
Because, never mind then. Her Snapchat would be like, up at 4 a.m., don't want to go to school tomorrow. I'm just like, I don't think you are going to school tomorrow.
Nope.
Did you even graduate 8th grade then?
Who graduates 8th grade? Like, do you mean, like, just like...
Carson, see your hands slightly go up.
I don't get, like, the whole graduate, like, 8th grade thing, because it's not like you're having, like, a graduation. You're just passing 8th grade.
No, but passing 8th grade is actually a huge thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
My school outlawed graduation. They said it was a promotion, because you're not graduating from school yet.
Well, yeah, my school called it promotion, too, but 8th grade promotion.
My school called it nothing.
You didn't have a ceremony for it?
I don't know.
The last week of school. Last,
I guess.
The last year. Last week of school for my 8th grade year, we had to practice walking in a line up on the stage, where we're going to sit, and all that. And the
so it was basically like a high school graduation, but for 8th grade.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We had to share it with the graduating seniors. Oh, that thing went on for like 2 hours.
I don't get it, though.
No, it
like,
was
to
like
me,
four.
Like, passing 8th grade isn't that big of a deal.
It really is.
Like, to me,
a
it's
friend
just
of mine,
like...
A friend of mine, her siblings, none of her siblings passed 8th grade.
Like, they did they even go to high school?
Nope. None of them.
Well, I'm going to high school. I know that for sure.
Are you sure? Because the way you've been sleeping, I don't think...
I mean, sleep has nothing to do with it.
Sleep is the most amazing thing in the world.
True.
It really is. Unless you're spending the night at this kid's house, then you wake up when he wakes up. Or his sister, whichever one comes last.
Last? Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's a thing I got from Madagascar 3?
Why?
Because I don't know. Simba, not mad at Simba.
Simba. Yeah, right. Simba.
Wrong lion.
Definitely.
What's his name? Alex. It was either Madagascar 2. It was Madagascar 2. Madagascar 3 was Europe's most wanted. Madagascar 2, Alex was banned from the pride. And he said he's banned for 1,000 years or something, or until death, whichever one comes last. So I was like, oh, that's...
I don't get it, still.
Yeah, neither do I.
He's banned for 1,000 years or death, whichever one comes last. So if he dies first, he's banned for 1,000 years. If he's alive for 1,000 years, he's not allowed back until he dies. Now, do you get it?
Yes.
Just let us calmly rave right here.
All right.
While you chill, because we like to, I don't know, move it. I'm cool with just raving.
Isn't that the name of the song?
That's why I said it. I like them moving, moving. I like them moving, moving. I said, I like them moving, moving. I am so sunburnt and tired that I don't know how to function right now.
Why?
I was up at 7 o'clock. I usually don't wake up until 2.
Why?
This is what Brielle's going to be like.
She's already like that.
Why?
Why is she going to be like that?
Because she's a baby and she just learned the word worm. She just learned the word why.
And she's related to me, so.
She's related to him, so.
Why?
Not going to go into that one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You make me want to go hang out with those children. I like them moving, moving. I like them moving, moving. I like them moving, moving. We like them moving. I like them moving, moving. Karsten, you want to talk about those children?
I plead the fifth.
Oh.
He knows his stuff. Let's just say there was children around that. Tiny children. You see, I wouldn't be a good babysitter. Because either your kids have to be good and well-behaved, or you're going to come back and they're going to be like, he hit me. Because if you keep messing with me, I'm...
You literally will hit him?
I almost hit those kids. They almost knocked over Brielle. And I was just like, you don't touch my sister.
I've never purposely hit a kid.
Oh. Reminds me of something. The last month of school this year, or last year, I should say, I was opening up a door to leave school because I walk home. Open up the door really fast, and there's this kid that came running around the corner. Open up the door really fast. Bam! Right into the kid's nose. Made his nose bleed.
Wow.
He was running up to go home, and I swung open the door. He just poof, right into it. Started crying and everything.
Did you run? I could see you running.
Did I run?
Coming for you.
I said I was sorry to him, and then
I just booked it.
His dad gave me the stank eye. He's like, you need to watch what you're doing. I'm just like, fool, your kid best... Who runs near a door that can swing open at any time?
Was it the outdoor or was it the indoor?
Outdoor.
I
don't know.
You going inside or outside?
I was going inside, and when I opened it, he came running around at the perfect moment and hit the door handle. And this is one of those round door handles. So he hit that thing
like a door
perfectly.
Knob.
Yeah, like... The little round ones.
I like how you looked.
Because, I don't know, I expected a doorknob prop to just appear. There's a doorknob around here somewhere.
Let me look at my thoughts.
That worked. I don't know. Are you sunburnt?
Very.
Badly? Like, does it hurt?
Yes.
My face hurts whenever I scrunch up my nose.
I got sunburnt.
Where?
I mean, you can't see it right now because I have makeup on, but I had, like, here.
Is that what takes you hours to get ready for the show?
Actually, it only took me like 45 minutes.
It took me 5.
It took you 5 minutes to put your makeup on?
No, to get ready for the show.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I woke up at like 11.
You got to sleep in.
I went to sleep at 6, so I guess.
I went to bed at 2. 2? 2.
Why?
I don't remember what time I fell asleep last night, actually. I think it was around 2 something.
Well, no, because like... No, it was pretty late. It was around, like, 4.
It's a bit early, I think,
because, like, you messaged me at, like, 4.
A.M.?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
What did I... It was 1 o'clock in the morning,
no,
Sydney.
No, it wasn't even
yes,
1.
Yes, it was, because this fool was still awake.
Was it 1?
He no, usually
it wasn't
doesn't
like
even.
One.
Yeah, it was.
It was one.
Was it really?
Yes.
It was my 'cause
I asked. I asked you that thingy thing.
Yeah.
And it was like one.
Yeah.
Because some people wanted to know some answers to a few things.
Yeah.
Don't play dumb.
Yeah.
You wanted to know. You wanted to know something, and I had to find out that something for you.
I wasn't the only one.
Oh!
You're saying I was one that wanted to?
Jalen.
Oh, I was going to say, I already saw.
Oh, wait, Jalen moves with you guys?
Yeah. It was his birthday party.
Oh. I didn't even say happy birthday.
Aren't you wonderful?
Yikes.
You can either say.
Hey, no, he did say it to me on my birthday.
Yeah, you better message him right now and be like, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, let me just text him right now.
All right.
Right now.
So, Carson. Just casually, just ignore you from the show. I
that
told you, I don't. I'm not functioning right now properly. I can't even English.
That's a usual, actually.
I know. I wish
Englishing isn't something on this show. Like, who? It's just not a thing.
You should wait until he uses proper sentences.
Proper sentences.
Are you just making fun of me now?
No.
Good. Because you know what happened?
No.
Don't talk into the side of your mic. Talk into the top of it.
No.
Thank you. You're over here like, da, 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 da.
No.
That hurt my nose.
Why?
I told you, I'm sunburned.
Oh.
And it hurts. I had to put in this afterburn thing all over my back and stuff, and it's like goo, green goo. And it
like aloe vera?
Sure. And it dried, and I was like, yeah, I got dried goo on me.
Who doesn't know that aloe vera is like the gel that you usually put on your sunburn? Oh my gosh.
My dad
told me that. I literally have an aloe vera lotion.
High 4.5.
For sunburns.
Yeah. High 4.5.
So confused.
You don't remember high 4.5?
No.
We just saw it not too long ago.
Did we?
Or the grand dogs.
Yes. Wait, what is this? 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 Ghostbusters. That's how good I am. Oh, because I said goo.
Oh.
See, I'm a smarty, smarty, smart, smart. I had to do this song for a band performance.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
The Griffins. Anyone see that Family Guy episode? I know you have.
I've seen every episode.
Me and this fool. We had the same Hulu account, and we would legit watch Family Guy all the time and fall asleep watching Family Guy. So my Hulu says I have watched every single episode of Family Guy several times.
Every single episode? How many seasons are there?
14?
You have a lot of spare time.
15. 15 seasons. I don't have. I told you I fell asleep listening to most of it.
Oh, so it just keeps going?
Yeah, but I always go back. I always go back, like, I'd watch an episode, and then when I fall asleep, the next time I go into bed, I'd go back to where I last remember and watch from there.
Oh,
so
I get it.
I always watched every episode. Before Family Guy, it was American Dad. I watched all of American Dad, too.
Same.
I used to use Netflix.
Movies and stuff on TV. But where are those good old-fashioned bathrooms on which we used to rely?
Lucky there's a family guy. Lucky there's a man who busts if they can't do all the things that make us happen.
Thank you. Nice. I sing that theme song every single time it comes on.
I'm pretty sure we've done this before.
We have sang the theme song to Family Guy before.
Yeah.
I think we sang it with Janae before.
Pretty sure.
If you didn't picture the actual Family Guy singing that, then you're not a true fan.
Legit. You know what? Out of American Dad, out of all the shows that Seth MacFarlane has had, the greatest theme song opening is The Cleveland Show.
I don't even remember the theme song.
My happy mustache face.
One line he remembers from the show is my happy mustache face.
I remember, like, when it's, like, closing into the intro, he's, like, on a, like, a wrecking ball or, like,
it was
a disco ball
and he did it before Miley Cyrus did it.
Whatever.
Thank God.
That's where Miley Cyrus probably got it from.
She's watching the Cleveland Show. Right? She's like, hey, that's kind of cool.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I am proud to be.
Sounds like right the redneck singing it.
My hometown with my new family. There's old friends and new friends and even a bear. Through good times and bad times, it's true love we share. And so I found a place where everyone will know my happy mustache face. This is the Cleveland Show.
That is not
wow.
Cleveland's laugh.
That was definitely a really creepy laugh.
That is not Cleveland Brown's laugh.
That was the redneck on the show.
It sounds like the redneck singing it.
Wow.
I like the intro, like how you said when it's closing, when the show's closing, and it just has the instrumental version. That's the one I like because, for Family Guy and American Dad, the closing songs of all of them I like the best because I like to dance to them and
woo, yeah,
and sing them, and they're always so woo! Jazzy because Seth MacFarlane really likes jazz music, or not jazz music, but like all the music you hear in Family Guy and all that is actually like performed by an orchestra.
Is it really?
Yeah. They actually get people in a booth and they do all the songs. Cleveland shows performed by live people and all that. It wasn't just made on a computer. Seth MacFarlane is a pretty chill dude. Chill.
I have no clue who he is.
He voices every voice, almost every guy voice on Family Guy.
Did you Peter, just say you don't know who he is?
He's the dude who created the show, for one.
Well, shows. Just because I watched the show doesn't mean I'm going to know who created it.
You ever watched the 100th episode?
No. I don't know. I can't just be like, oh, yep, I watched 5, 13, 100,
Good morning, USA.
I thought that was my voice.
I got a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful day. The stars in the sky, smile on his face, and shining a salute to the American race. Oh, boy, it's well to say.
Good morning, USA.
I was slightly traumatized right there.
Good morning, USA. Ah.
What was that?
What was that?
Let's sit here. I was making fun, making me go all ghetto. I was making fun of the fun voice. I was making fun of the actual voice. This girl wants me to hurt her. Don't make me get... I can't really say your name. Don't make me get her down here, though. Don't make me get Wendy Williams. Don't make me get Madea.
Oh, yikes.
Got a man. I know a Madea. She's a tiny, short version of Madea, but she's Madea. Jalen's mom.
Oh, okay.
she really is a tiny version of Madea.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but she's legit a tiny.
In no offensive ways.
No offensive ways, but she's awesome and crazy like Madea. What?
I don't know.
You look so confuzzled.
I am. When we just went over this. When am I not confuzzled?
Probably when you're asleep, you probably have very confusing dreams.
Yes.
I saw a bear riding a unicycle, and then it went into a volcano, and the volcano spewed ice cream.
How do you just come up with that on the top of your head?
I can come up with a lot of stuff off the top of my head. Give me an object.
No.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. That was a squirrel. This, my, Karsten. Some of you may know that I have a YouTube page that I haven't uploaded a video on, what did it say, 8 months? 9 months? That long. But he wanted to get into the YouTube business. And
I regretted it.
He chose his own YouTube name. And his YouTube name, back when his voice was able to go very high, he went, "Thought a squirrel!" And he was gonna do every single video in a very high-pitched voice and trying to kill everyone that watches videos. He's gonna make everyone want to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's how bad it was.
That scares me.
Did I do it?
Yes.
I did?
Yeah.
Do what?
He did his first video. High-pitched and everything. Oh. His first and only video, I should say.
But why?
I didn't do it the whole time.
Did you just, like, decide to just do it?
He did it.
Yeah.
And, well, he did it. And
I did it for, like, the first 4 words.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Here's the one who giggles, known as Theodore. now you see on camera three, the brother known as Simon on the family tree. And here's the star of the show, Alvin.
Is this part of that new show? Was this part of that new Alvin and the Chipmunk show?
I don't know.
I never watched that show.
No, I think it was the old one.
Oh, well. I was not ready for that. It just came out of nowhere.
And no one was.
No one was. And with that weird song that came out of that came out of Satan's library.
Satan's spa.
This wonderful song that came out of Satan's spa, brought to you by that one place that we went to that I can't remember the name of because my memory's worse than an elephant's.
And you were there, like, this morning, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Don't remember the name. Well, I was half asleep when I left this morning. I woke up way too early. I was supposed to wake up earlier, but, you know, I'm horrible at...
waking up.
No, my phone just... my phone decided that it didn't want to... like, I set my alarm, and it didn't go off. But when I grabbed my phone, when he finally woke me up, my phone just sat there and said, oh, your alarm's going off. I'm not making any sound, but it's going off.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have your volume up?
Yes. All it said was alarm. And I was just like, you do realize you're supposed to make a sound, right?
I mean, maybe it was confuzzled.
Siri's never confuzzled. Siri can be very
she
creepy.
She could be stressed out right now, okay?
No. I hardly even use Siri, so... she should be chill all the time and chill. Not stressed.
You use Siri all the time.
I use Siri to mess around, and I ask her weird questions like, what
Maybe
does the fox say?
Maybe that's why she's confuzzled.
She should be. She should expect to hear all the weird questions. I'm random. I once told her to go to sleep, and she said, Siri never sleeps.
I know! That's creepy!
I'm your best friend, AJ.
Thank you, Siri. I love you.
Oh!
I do love Siri.
Okay. That's nice.
I do love Siri. Okay. You can't love your iPhone without loving Siri, because Siri is your iPhone.
That's
also, don't call Siri Cortana or Google.
Why?
She gets salty.
Do it.
No. Hi, Cortana. You got me messed up with someone else. I was just like...
like, who?
Please don't. I hate it.
She doesn't like being called Cortana or
we
Google.
We should respect her.
Google. Wonder if I should call her Bing.
A who?
Bing. Hey, Bing.
Oh.
You called me Bing?
Bing?
Out of everything in the world, you called me Bing?
Bing?
It's like... Bing. What was... I saw this thing. It was a... some... oh, it was making fun of...
Bing, what the hell, AJ? We're not friends.
Siri, I love you. I was just
yeah,
giving you
I think
an example.
I think she doesn't like you anymore.
But you know...
I agree with her.
You know Avatar The Last... Avatar
We're
The Last,
not friends.
I own you. Okay. Like I was saying, I went there. But for Avatar The Last Airbender, I know you had to have watched it.
Obviously.
Have you watched it? Don't answer that. Because I don't want you. I don't want people in the world to hate you.
I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, good. Not the live action movie, the cartoon, the anime, right?
Yes.
Good. I saw this thing about Google, and... it was talking about the great search engine, and it was, like, taking the opening of Google. Taking the opening of Avatar The Last Airbender, and it put it with Google, and it said Google was this wonderful thing, and when everyone needed it most, it disappeared. It was on Tumblr, and all of a sudden this one dude said, and then Bing showed up and screwed everyone over with its useless stuff, and I was just like,
oh my gosh.
Why you gotta love Tumblr?
Accurate.
I just combined two different things that are completely different.
Tender.
You don't know what a tender is, but we'll save that for a later
date. It's a chicken tender.
Exactly. Thank you for joining us for another Little Filler Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefillerradio.com.
Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Filler Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Filler Radio, all one word.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
Have a great day. We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day.
Bye.
I totally didn't screw up.